Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, first, before we get started, I won't keep beating you guys over the head about this, but I do want to say, please go check out my new channel. A lot of the stories that I was doing here on Better Bachelor, I'm moving over to there. This is going to be about guys' issues and guys' stories and bad things that happen to guys. That one's going to be about all the other stories that I usually would do here. I'm just moving it over there to keep the two channels separated. Also, at that point, if one of them kind of gets the whack hammer from YouTube, I've still got some way to be out in reach and contact with you guys to share my stories and thoughts and all that good other stuff. So, and the logo that's here that up. Let me just bring this up here real quick, because I promised I'd do this for him. Guy named Icaro, and I'm leaving his contact number down below. If you like this little graphic that. Wrong side. If you like this little graphic over here that I've put up for my new channel, reach out to him. He's happy to do a little bit of work, very reasonable, to put some, I don't know if he used Adobe After Effects or what it is, but it turned out real nice. Okay, so, you know, imagine you're a guy that's gone your own way, or that you're a bachelor, or that you just want to be left alone, or that you're married, or that you're a girl, you've got a girlfriend. Just, you're not interested. And then a woman comes up to you and says, hey, I would like a little bit of alone time with you in the adult way. And you say, you know what? Hey, that's cool, but no thanks. I'm not interested. And she says, well, if you don't, I'm going to say bad things about you to the employer, to your wife, or to whoever, and I'm going to get you in trouble. So you need to. And the guy says, I'm still good, thanks. And then you get fired for it. Imagine that happens. So I got the story here. This is from Daily Wire. A young woman pestered him for some entertaining fun, and she threatened to ruin him if he reported her. And he just won a lawsuit about this. So a maintenance man in Wales has won a case against a much younger female colleague who badgered him for some fun and then threatened to make his life a living hell if he reported her to the boss. So in other words, this is what I'd like. He says, no, thank you. She says, if you say anything, I'm going to get you in trouble and I'm going to blame you. And remember, the same thing that happened to a favorite coworker of a favorite movie star of ours, Mr. Johnny, last name Depp. The same thing happened to him, and everybody took her side, right? Daily Mail reported that the maintenance man, who is 50 years old and married, had repeatedly begged the woman to leave him alone. But she wouldn't, going so far as to email his wife to imagine him cheating. The Daily Wire will not name the man, since the woman has not been named in news reports. Why wouldn't they name the woman? They're very quick to name the guy when it happens to men in this circumstance. But nonetheless, so basically, you know, I think the law says you can't claim that it was a bad action if first you have to give one warning or one notice to stop. So in other words, if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I'm really interested, I think, and they say something totally inappropriate, you are supposed to say, I'm not interested, no thank you, please do not talk about that with me again. And if they don't, there is no case, it's problem solved. But if they do, that's where you have a case. Well, this guy, as they say here, repeatedly begged the woman to leave him alone, and she wouldn't. The man and the woman both worked for the same cleaning company. She was the administrative assistant, and the two bonded over similar humor, which apparently contained a little innuendo. Yeah, it's called, I don't know, flirting. The man at some point offered the woman some help while she was having some difficulty in her life, and that's when she started aggressively propositioning him. And that's when he made a mistake. See, if you're a nice guy and you just want to help somebody, even if you're just being a nice guy, women can take that wrong. They think that you're into them, or that you're thirsty, or that you want them, or whatever. If she needs help, let her ask. And then you say no. Because remember, that is a form of putting them down, because you're making the assumption that they can't handle the problem themselves. I've done a story on this. Women don't want this help. So he made the mistake by offering it to her. But nonetheless, he did, and she started propositioning him. She first texted him that she could... Let me try this again. She first texted the man that she could, quote, repay you in kind, LOL, and asked the man out for a drink. A week later, she texted him again saying, I'm totally F. And I have a blocker that blocks out all dirty words. So if you notice up here above where it says like assumed, it'll take out one of the S's, because that's just, it's the ad blocker in this browser. But thank you, YouTube, for making me do that. So anyway, she says a week later, she texted him again saying, I'm totally effing thinking of the fun. The man told her he was happily married and just wanted to be coworkers. The woman continued sending him messages and asking him to have some fun while at work when the boss was away. The man responded, just stop. It's offensive and intimidating. But the woman wouldn't stop. When the man said he would report her to their boss, she pointed out a particular kind of female privilege in the workplace. She said, you need to remember I am single crying mom and can make your life hell, she told him. I guarantee you go to the boss, I will make your life hell. I just want you to want me. Okay, so let's reverse this. You know, we've done this before. If a guy's doing this to a woman, hey man, that's not right. That is not right. And so the woman goes and reports it to the boss, and she'll say, he even said he was going to get me in trouble or do this and that if I came and told you. That guy would be not only canned, but he'd probably have some sort of lawsuit against him. Well, here it's reversed, and of course, what had happened to him? The man reported to her to the boss anyway, and he ended up getting suspended and eventually fired after she made good on her threat to ruin him by filing her own charge against him. Shocking. See, that's one of those situations where you're darned if you do and darned if you don't, right? But again, you know, we got to believe them, at least they say. The man was suspended 5 days before the woman was, and an employment tribunal ruled that the man's boss unfairly punished him simply because he chose to believe the young woman over the older man. Their boss, perhaps unconsciously, considered it a complaint by a 50-year-old man that he was being that she was doing these things to him. Let me see if I can reword this because I got to skip words. Their boss, perhaps unconsciously, considered a complaint by a 50-year-old man that he was being the bad actor towards her. And trying to get a relationship by a woman many years his junior was less credible or urgent than a similar complaint from a young woman to the older guy, an employment judge ruled. The tribunal also accepted the man's claims that he was unfairly fired as a result of the woman's claim, but said he may have been fired anyway because his workload was being reduced. So at least he was being honest, saying, well, they might have gotten rid of me anyway because workloads are being reduced. But nonetheless, they still found that she was guilty. And the thing is that the charge didn't go against the woman. Went against the boss for firing him instead of listening to her. I don't know if there's any charges going towards her, but there certainly should be. Had the woman not... Now, here's what... This sentence confused me. Had the woman not provided clear evidence of her harassing the man, probably would have not won his case, as men accused are routinely seen as guilty in the UK. So I don't know if they got phone records or something and it had proven her to be, I don't know, the aggressor. Usually I'd think it'd be the man's text that they would look at and he'd say, see, check this out, it happened. So here's a case where a guy completely innocent of everything, getting harassed. Now, a lot of you may joke around and say, hey, you know, she's cute and this, that, and the other thing. That the guy should have, but he's being, you know, faithful in his relationship, and who knows, she might have looked like a bridge troll. I don't know, and I'm not saying she is, just saying she might have. But the point is, he stuck to his guns, he did the right thing, and he still got fired. Now, at least the case or the judge in this case did side with him, and he did win his case against the employer. But this is what happens when we start making, just taking allegations for face value without any proof. Now, that's not to say that if something, you know, happens like this, that we need proof in all cases. But how are you supposed to make any judgment on anything based on a he said, she said? And you can't just say, well, we need to take her word more than the guy's because, well, that's discriminatory. And you can't do something like that. You have to take all accounts of the situation equally and then make a judgment based on that. So it seems in this case, at least, that the guy won, and maybe he can find a better place to work where he doesn't have this type of an employer. And hopefully, they don't say how much he won, but hopefully he got enough out of this to make his hassle worth it. So that'll be interesting to see. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, as always, links are down below. I appreciate all of you that have directly. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe. That's the best way you can help me. And go check out that new channel. I'll have some fun stories over there, very similar to the way it is here. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, Even if you do the right things, even if you make sure that you're careful about things, you can still get yourself in trouble. But this whole thing might have been avoided if he hadn't reached out and tried to help her being a white knight and a good guy.